The Minigus Soil is based actually on an Arizal to say the Bittel B'David during the month of Elul. Chaim Vital brings from the Arizal. The Arizal says, Kol Omer Mizmer Chavzayin B'Chodesh Elul, Erev Avoker, person who says Mizmer Chavtal Chavzayin L'David Hashem Ari, Muftach Shemotzi Shanoisov B'Toiv, that his rest of his life will be Muftach, that will come out B'Toiv, Fil Gzeira Ra, even if there's Gzeira Ra against him or against Klai Yisrael, Yochol Levatlo, he can be Mevatlo that Gzeira. Mavra may Allah call him a Katrigim, Mevatlo may Allah call a Gzeiris, Kashus V'Ros B'Zoich B'Din. That's a lot of the Reza. The Chaim Vital brings from a Reza. So, the David is this tremendously, the Havtacha of the power of the David is tremendous. And we look at the capital, and we wonder a little bit exactly what is the yichud of the capital that it fits together with the Chodesh of Elul. So, a few points I'm going to share with you from the Shiva of Chaim. Chaim Stein, Zichli Vrocha. We spoke about this once, that you look at the capital, Tachana Elai Machana, Lo Yiri Libi, Hey Makashu, Mephalu, Yim Shekum Elai Mechom Azesan Yivateach, right? Ovim Yazuni, Rashem Yasveini, Bershom's going to take care of me. It's a capital which the Ikar Hadgosh of the pickle, the capital in many ways is the Nakud of the Bitochen and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But Yomer Shel Yisusivasai, Vezchobav Lazif Chesruah, Bazar Mal Hashem, Bershom's going to listen to me, I'm going to overcome my enemies. There's a strong element of confidence that David HaMelech is expressing in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Shiva asked that it seems to be that's incongruous a little bit with our picture, at least of the Bali Moses picture of Elul. Right? If you're looking for the capital for Elul, right, maybe we would have picked the capital Nun Aleph. David HaMelech talks about Bakasha for Tshuva, etc. You know, we know the story with that Solanter, you know, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Pacha that he had. Shiva used to talk about, you know, and tells Mama, she'd walk on the street, she'd feel the pachad of the din during Elul. Sosanda gets up and he says the shmuz. He says, this Shabbos is Shabbos of Boruch Chodesh Elul, and he faints on the pachad of the din. So the capital that you choose for the pachad of the din is, it'll be good, it'll be wonderful, it's great, it's gewaldic, it's, you know, it's, that doesn't seem with the Baal Musar, at least. The Baal Musar understands why in this capital. So what's the pshat in this capital? As a matter of fact, he asked us the same question, as we know that there's different Rosh HaTevis and Meramas and Chodesh Elul. One of them is the Seif Tevis, Mol Hashem Es Levovcha, Es Levovcha, Recha, Mol, Lam, Es Levovcha, or the Rosh Tevis, Es Levovcha, Ves Levav is Elul. Good, that seems to fit. Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. Right? So, you know, if the depth of Elul is supposed to be, this person is supposed to be sitting cowering in a corner, waiting for the pachet of this axe hanging over his head, the Yom HaDin. So he says, okay, so what's the Rosh HaTevis to Meramis to that moment? And neither doid, neither doid li. Why is that the remez for Elul? Is neither doid or doid li? Says, what's the nakuda of a doid? Throughout Shir Hashirim, we talk about that element of Anila Doida B'Doida Li. What's in the Kudav Doida? Doida we know is an uncle. But Doida, clearly in the Shir Hashirim, it's referring to a Reya, a friend, a very intense, close friend. So So why do we use that same name? The Torah uses that the Torah uses the word doid means an uncle. What's the pshat? That's in the theoretically the closest relationship which should exist is between a father and a child. Parents, more than a child, parent gives tremendous love into the child. The child reciprocates all of that love that he receives. There's a tremendous, the Russian made their DNA, their natures are very similar, they're connected. There's a tremendous chibur between the parent and the child. There's a tremendous av. But there's something which prevents that from being the quintessential expression of ava, because there's a certain year of the certain pach of the relationship of a child to a father. A father has responsibility to take care of the child, which means sometimes he has to punish the child. There's a certain barrier of a relationship from the father's side and from the child's side. But the father's brother, who, assuming that the brothers are very similar, has the same tikkunus nefesh as the father, has the same type of personality. He relates tremendously well with his nephew, and there's nothing limiting that relationship. That relationship has all of the milas and none of the chesronos. Right? So the uncle can come along and spoil the kid, and say that he goes home with the eggs at the eight, you know. So the doid is the perfect yedid. So in Shira Shirim talks about the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo HaMelech expresses Shira Shirim as Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. We know Kodesh Baruch Hu, we daven Avinu, Malkeinu. So Father Zanav. I heard a Makshava from a Schlesinger Shlita from Muncie. And this, in the Parsha's Kisavo, last week's Parsha, right, that there's a tremendous chiluk between the Teichecha of Bechukaisa and the Teichecha of Kisavo. It's a glaring difference. Chazal talk about two differences. But there's a third difference Chazal don't talk about. The Teichecha of Bechukaisa ends with Nechama. The Teichecha of Kisava ends with Vismarkartam Shom Labadim Lishwachois, Vain Karnazak Rashi, because they're going to kill you. Such a wonderful note how to end the Teichecha. Right? What's the pshat? It's a glaring, it's a good. Chazal point out that this is Lashon Yachid, this is Lashon Rabbit. It's more Megillah. And this is Lashon that the Bresham was talking, and this is Lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal point out those two chalukah. Chazal or any of those two chalukim, Chazal has for what? But this third chiluk that Chukasai ends with a nechama, and this doesn't end with a nechama. They don't talk about. Which seemed to be the teichecha of Kisavai is much more chomer. But actually, if you learn the good sugya of the Gemara, that din that there's an issue to be mafsik the klolus, the ikur din it only applies to the klolus of Taras Kahana. That which we apply, we're not masik, but the teichecha of Mishnah Torah is a minig. But the ikur din, because it says Musar Hashem bini alti mois, and in Vayikra it's Musar Hashem. It's Mamash Bereshim talking to you. It's written with the Bereshim talking. So that you can't. And over here, it's not Musar Hashem. It's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's and over there, it's written with Lashon Rabbim. So it's Mamish, God's Klal Yisrael, and over here it's the Yochin. And that one ends with the Nechama. This doesn't end with the Nechama. It says over here, it says, Yakho Hashem, Meshigo Yonim, Yakho Hashem, Yakho Hashem. When a parent hits a child, and the child's in pain, the child's upset, the child's angry, the child says, all right, the child's in pain. What does a child do when it's in pain? It runs to its parent. That's the nechama. Vein koneh, because there's nobody else that's going to take you in, but Rosh Hashanah, I'll take you. There's no else you're going to go. You can't get anywhere else. That is the nechama. That's still a relationship where there's there's punishment, and there's still, and there's a good relationship at the same time. A doyin has none of that. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying he envisions a relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is so molei rachamim. It's such a yam of rachamim that there's no punishment. The Rizal says weiter, we say this kapitel because it says the Shema Vayu in the kapitel 13 times. This kapitel is an expression of the meat of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's. Why? Because I said so. Because the Shoshana has 13 petals, there's a hanhaga of Kadosh Baruch Hu of this is anachnu malei oven. So Katzkel says, so you picture the ocean. The ocean's very big. Imagine an ocean of rachamim. It's a lot of rachamim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is molei rachamim. He's molei rachamim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite bore. There's no space of him which isn't rachamim. He's molei rachamim. That's how big the yam of rachamim is. That's the hanhaga of Elul. We come to Rosh Hashanah. We come to Yom Adin, and you know it's a fascinating thing. So we say we're betuach, etc. Minute glycels we sing. We sing, Baruch Hashem. You know, some sing yeshivas sing more, some yeshivas sing less. You know, some have a sing song, but the tenor of the tefillah is a tenor of simcha. You know, the people, you know, some places, you know, they're banging on the table, they're jumping on the standards. I mean, like, person goes to a court and the Ben Yonis, you know, the Ben Yonis, look at the Baal Musar, he talks about, you know, during Sashem Echuba, Pasha, the person can't think about anything else in his life. We go into a case in front of a Melech and his life is in danger. Pasha, he can't think about anything else. He can't think about his Parnas, and he can't think about anything. All he's focusing on that. But at the same time, we have this idea of Latom Alei Racham. I had this Hargosha. I was talking with one of the Talmidim over the alumni, over Ben Ezmanim. So he told me that he'd just seen the on the computer, they had pictures. Apparently one of the NASA has a spacecraft which is on its way out of the solar system. And from beyond Saturn, it took a picture of the Earth. And it's 899 million miles away, which is almost 10 times the distance from here to the sun. Here the sun is 93 million miles. This is 899 million miles away. And there's a picture of the Earth taken from this. They were able to finally get it to the right spot where they were able to get a picture without being blocked by anything. They have a picture of the Earth. So they said, I have to see this. So we have to see the picture. And Baruch Hashem, on the photo, they have a little arrow to show you what it is. Otherwise, you wouldn't see it. This little blue dot in the picture. And I'm staring at that little blue dot, and that's us. Right? And it hits you like, you know, be Yedia, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was big, whatever that means. But we're like such a little blue dot. It's ridiculous. The first brach of Shemona Esrei is called Avos. And a person has to be misbrenin. What is the purpose of the first brach of Shemona Esrei? Think about it for a second. The second brach of Shemona Esrei, Gevurah, I understand. The Gevurah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is a talki bor, he's the Bechai Mesim. Kedush, I understand. Bekosh, I understand. Ritzei, Avoida, Moidim, Shalom, everything I understand. What's the purpose of the first Baruch Hashem Nesra? What's the message I'm supposed to take out of the first Baruch Hashem Nesra? Bari Olam, who's so big that I'm the molecule, I'm the dot, you know? Like if you picture a dot and you take it, you know, it's like, you know, the size of that was like, you know, let's say 5 pixels, you know, out of this big picture. We're 5 pixels. Down to 5 pixels, there's an atom. And in the atom, there's an electron. And I'm the guy on top of the electron. That's me, you know? That's how big I am. And that's from the solar system. And the Brisha says, you know who I am? Who am I? I'm the God of your father, Avram. Do you hear the love in that statement? That the Brisha should lower himself and define himself by being the God of a speck of nothing. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Because he loves us. We're not nobodies. We're not nothings. We're not irrelevant. We're not specks of dust. We're so important to him that the whole Bria is here because of us. Do you understand how much Ava there is expressed in that bracha? The most defining element, word in that whole bracha is the word bi'ahavo. The person says, what am I? I'm Elokei Avraham. I'm Elokei Yitzchak. I'm Elokei Yaakov. That's what I am. That's what the person is. That's all he is. He's the K of the Shemayim and the Oritz and the above and the down and the below. And you're talking billions and billions and trillions of we're talking light years, it's billions of light years. You're talking about miles. You're talking about, we don't know what the words mean. I don't know what it means to picture something from 899 million miles away. I don't know what the words mean. And the person says, it's all about you. You, this little kid over here that I'm talking to, we're having a conversation between the two of us. It's like, you know, the little aunt says, you know, Rabbi Reingold, you're wonderful. Thank you. He says, you know what? You're my God. I say, aunt, you know, you have arrogance problems. You're not important enough to me that I'm your God. Right? And that's like not even emotional to the problem over here. From an aunt to Tali Rangel is like, you know, within a shaykhus to a human being, to the Bari Olam. The Bari Kalalam, there's nothing which exists without him. So Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of a Kodesh, of Adam Arishan. That the Bresha created the whole Bria for Adam. And that was this moment of this tremendous outpouring of Ava to human beings. And Christ, which has taken over the job of Adam. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the expression of this Mole Rachamim, which we have no way in our minds to understand what it means, the Mole Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we look at him with such hakoras atoyiv for that he's willing to do that. That we want nothing other than to accept and do whatever he wants us to do. And that's where our Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim comes from. So we're ready to mimakabal the oil of the Melech. And what's the word we say before mimakabal the oil of the Melech? Habacher b'amo Yisrael. The Ahava, a Mekabel Omal Chushamayim. And what do I say afterwards? V'ahavta Hashem Elokech. Omal Chushamayim, Malchus, Yira, Pachad, Nemelech. Ha, Berchei Rabo Yisrael B'Yira. No, that's not what we say. Because it doesn't get it. It doesn't get it. But Ahava gets it. Anila Doidi, with all of the punishment, you don't understand what it means. That's what Elul is. So we say to David, Hashem Ori v'Yishi, Chazal Darshan Ori v'Rosh Hashanah, Yishi v'Yom HaKippurim. There's a beautiful poem shira, a song that some people have a minute to say on Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, called Kesher Malchus. He mamash says this to the Kura. He says, we have a pachad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a pachad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pachad of the dinner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pachad of the melech. So where do you run? You're scared, you run. We run to you, he says. Because we know that you love us. So our tefillah is Malkeinu Avinu. We say the whole tefillah is Rosh Hashanah. We keep saying Malkeinu Avinu, right? So we're Malkeinu Avinu, because Rosh Hashanah is about Malchus. Didn't bother you that it's Avinu Malkeinu every single time. I think we should change the nusach to Malkeinu Avinu, because it's about Malchus. But that's not true. It's Avinu Malkeinu. So a person says, me, do shuva, I can't change. Like, you know, I'm stuck. I'm like, you know, I'm this like guy with problems. I'm a nobody. What do you want from me? Like, just, you know, leave me alone. Let me stay with my chesroiness. And just like, you know, like, get off my back and let's just stay where we are. If you are infused with this understanding of the Baruch Hashem's Ava for you, and how you play a role in his worldview, to the point that he's focusing on you from not 899 million miles away, but he's focusing on you, how can you say you don't believe in yourself? The Baruch Hashem says, you're important, you're somebody. So the impetus for tshuva, the impetus for change, is from the deep, deep understanding of what we mean to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Danilo Doidi B'Doidi Li says, okay, so change. Do tshuva. It's not tshuva because you're a bad person, because you're going to burn again. You know, you're going to have a terrible din. Right? That's not what the tshuva is about. When the person says, he gives us a judgment, he's looking at what we should be and saying, you know, you're hurting yourself. I need to help you. Because he cares about us. But again, I've never been through a situation where I've sat in a dine in the bed, and I never had a situation where I donned in the mola. Because they're not important. The person was judging me because I'm important. He said, you're the most important being in the Bria. You. Yerla. You are so important to me that I need to talk to you. You know, Segetnisht. You know, you gotta do better. Avraham Avinu takes over the responsibility of Adam Rishon. He leaves Gan Eden. As much as Rosh Hashanah is the birth, is the anniversary of Adam Rishon being created, it's also the anniversary of Adam Rishon being kicked out of Gan Eden. Right. Think about that, right? I mentioned this a few years ago. Why was Adam Rishon kicked out of Gan Eden? Why? Because he didn't have Eira. That's not what the pasuk says. It says Vato Pen Yishlok Yodai. He might take from the Eitz Chaim V'Ochal V'Chai L'Olam. Therefore, we can't let him stay. It's not because he did something wrong. Did something wrong? You don't think Kikdaki did something wrong. So Zakta Medrash, what's the conversation? So Medrash says a fascinating shot. Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes out of Marishan and says, Va'atah, en Va'atah l'tshuva, Shemir Va'atah, Yisrael brings the Pasuk and Parshas and Tzavim, that it's now time to do tshuva. And Rishon says, "Pan, I can't do tshuva. Pan means pan al v'lo. Means shami. That means lo. I'm not doing tshuva." Rishon says, "I'm sorry. You got to leave." It's a funny medrash. And Rishon says, "Hey, no. You're not kicked out." Rishon says, "Do tshuva. I want you here. I want you to say you can't stay here unless it's good for you. And it's only good for you if you understand the terms of how to live here. And I believe you could do it." I can't do it. The reason that I can't do it. There's another matter that says, he says, "Ha'isha shenasatim v'dinosnadi v'oyichel." So now, if anybody who has a little bit of smell of diktuk says the pasuk doesn't make any sense. V'ochalti, not v'oyichel. Not v'oichel, and I will eat. Yet the chutzpah. And brothers, just at the medrash, ochalti v'oicheloid. I'm going to do it again. So it's not a rishon with the chutzpah. He said, "Rishon, I've changed. I've been lowered. I can't. I'm stuck. This is me. Take me as is." Rishon says, "No. That's not acceptable." The person who came along and said that a human being is not a mukhrach. A human being has the power to choose against the most tremendous odds was Avraham Avinu. Kol adam kula be'eivor echad, Avraham is be'eivor Hashem. You understand how difficult it is to make that decision? Kol adam kula on one side here, on the other side. On Rishon brought us back to where Rishon wants us to be. He gets the role of Adam Rishon. Avraham Avinu takes over of Adam Rishon's job. To Klai Yisrael, as what Adam Rishon was supposed to be, comes in that day and says, "Avraham Rishon, we're ready to come back to you. Because we know you believe in us so much that we're your focus." And from that feeling, this hargosha of the Adam Rishon's love and his focus on us, we say, "Avinu Malkeinu. Be'ahava Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ohavta." Shiva Firois. Rabbi Yonah, the beginning of Shari Tshuva, has this mashal about the Kshei Yoim. He should do Tshuva. He says, if we're sitting there biting at the bit, ready to run forward to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as soon as he makes that opening, we're going to run. That's an expression of Ahava. That's the mashal that he wants to say. We're champing at the bit. I want to come back to you. You make it easier for me during Elul. You make it easier to feel ruchnius is more important to me. The focus on davening, learning, ben al machaveroi, mitzvahs, purpose of life. It's much more real to me, concrete to me, because you're closer. I'm ready to go. It's the ava which pushes our tshuva. An ava which pushes tshuva. It's a tshuva me'ava. So then there's no averus. Everything is both of them, Morris says. So we're not worried about the din. If we can tap into that world of Ava, so we're too busy saying, "Rishon, I love you, and I'm ready to do whatever you want, and I'm there with you," to worry about the din, because what do you have to worry about the din? We're having a chasna. We're having a chuppah. We're getting remarried. And everything else will work out. It'll be taken care of. It'll be masudr. With the good chasna, you're happy. Yom chasunosai, because I'll say it's referring to Yom Kippur, the sinas so luchas shnius. That's the David. We're looking forward. We're having a chasna with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So not only are we important to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only are we not a speck of dust. an electron on the speck of dust. But he's making chasda with us. That's what's happening. That's Elul. That's what you think about when you say the David. So lo yira libi, b'zos ani v'teach. Lo yira libi. Well, mimi yefchod. I'm good, David HaMelech says. I have no problems. I'm like total menucha. Because Kadosh Baruch and I, we're like this. We're good friends. And he'll do the Lee.